how to reuse, repurpose, or recycle a lesson. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and thanks for joining me today on Tuesday Teaching Tips, episode 126. And today we're talking about that situation where, like me, often, I'm sure you found yourself having worked hard at a lesson, you've put hours in, you've got the right illustrations and applications, you've taught it, you've preached it, and it's gone well, and you've thought, ah, oh, that's it. Or you've thought, well, perhaps I could use it again. Should I use it again? And there are different theories and views on this. I've heard people say one should always have something brand new for every congregation every time, but I don't think that's necessarily right. We've got three different versions of Paul's conversion in the book of Acts, and Paul himself talked about it more than once. And let's face it, if you see a play performed more than once, does that mean it devalues the content or the message or the power of the play? No, not at all. Or songs that are sung by artists more than once, that's fine. It's not so much the repetition that's the issue, but the process that goes into thinking about the repetition. Now, I don't know how often you find yourself repurposing lessons. It happens to me every now and again. I'm not often on the same day, but occasionally, I suppose two or three times a year, I preach the same sermon in the morning as in the afternoon, because I preach twice on some Sundays. And occasionally, it's been the same sermon. Occasionally, it's been different sermons, which is a whole nother story, a different challenge. And now and again, I will think about repurposing a lesson that I preached a week ago, 2 weeks ago, a month, or even a few years ago. Now, how do we go through the right process of making sure that we're not just repeating it, we're not just going through the motions, we've actually contemplated and thought about how to bring this pre-prepared lesson we've preached before and make it relevant and helpful to the group that we're now bringing it to? So how do we do that? Well, I'd say there are two stages and three parts to each stage. So let me share this with you and let me know then what you think. Stage one is reflection, and stage two is rewriting. Reflection first, then rewriting. What do I mean by reflection? Well, first of all, with reflection, there are three parts to this. First of all, I think just a reflection, you look back on the lesson you've taught and you ask yourself whether this will genuinely meet the real needs of the new group, the second group you're going to bring it to. Will it actually meet the needs? Are you just wanting to reuse a lesson because it will save you some preparation time? Or will it really meet the needs? That's the first thought. Think about the needs of the group you're coming to, you're going to bring this lesson to. Will this lesson that you've already taught meet the needs in a helpful way? Secondly, and this might seem like a strange question, but do you still believe it? Do you still believe that lesson? You know, when we teach and preach a lesson, the authenticity of it so much depends upon the fact that we really believe what we're talking about. In other words, that we're living it. Part of the preparation of a lesson is contemplating how the point of it is applying in our own lives before we preach it. Those are the best lessons. So you now have got to ask yourself, do I still believe this? Am I still living out what I'm planning to teach and preach? That's the second question. And the third question under reflection is, what would make it better? Think back to when you preached it, even if it was only a couple of hours before. What would make it better? Go back through your notes, try to remember how you preached it and taught it if it was a while ago, and ask yourself the question, what would make it better? If it was shorter, if it was longer, had more or fewer illustrations, different applications, what would make it better? So that's stage one, reflection. Will it meet the needs? Do you still believe it? What would make it better? That's reflection. Now, on to stage two. Stage two is the rewriting stage. Now, of course, if you're preaching the same lesson twice in one day, you won't have very long for this, but even a few minutes of thinking can make a big difference, and you can rewrite on your notes. If you've got them printed out, you could write a few things on top, or you could adjust it in your iPad or whatever electronic device you're using. But the rewriting stage, I'd say there are three key issues here. Practical things. Firstly, check your introduction. The introduction is possibly the most important part of a lesson in so many ways, and often the introduction to one group should be different to the introduction you'll use for another group, because it is a different context and different needs. So check your introduction and make sure that it is still relevant. That's the first thing I would suggest. Secondly, check that the illustrations and applications are still relevant. Are they the right illustrations for the new group? Perhaps you're speaking to younger people on the first time you preached the lesson, and now you're speaking to perhaps more mature Christians or older people. That might change the illustrations you want to use, and of course it may also change the applications. My group in Watford are mostly young families with young children still living at home, both parents working, so the applications for their lives might be quite different to a group in another church where I preach or teach. So check the relevance of the illustrations and the applications. So what are we doing here? First, check the introduction. Then secondly, check that the illustrations and applications are relevant. And thirdly, practically, but very importantly, if you're using visuals, PowerPoint or Keynote or something like that, check the slides. Sometimes you may have put something in that's very relevant pictorially to the group you're speaking to the first time. It might not actually connect with the second group. Of course, this comes in some ways under the illustrations point earlier. But nonetheless, you also need to check the details. For example, have you put the name of the church in the first set of slides? You might then need to change it for the new church or group that you're speaking to second time round. So reflection, then rewriting. What do you think about this? I would love to know. So when you have this opportunity and you think, I might preach that same lesson, teach that same lesson again, when you come to that point, what do you do to check that it's going to work, it's going to be relevant, it's going to be meaningful? What do you do? I've given you some ideas here. I'd love to know what yours are. So please leave a comment to wherever you hear this recording. Leave it publicly, because then we can learn from each other. And we learn best when we learn in community. Secondly, if you know someone who might benefit from this, please pass the link on and leave us a review in iTunes or somewhere. I'd very much appreciate that. If you've got any other comments or any other thoughts for future topics to be covered, do please let me know. And if you'd like some coaching in spiritual disciplines, check me out on coach.me. You'll find me there. Well, until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. Take care and God bless.